Today we have with us the Lindsay String Quartet. They're going to play two works, the Quartet No. 2 by Andrei Tchaikovsky, which is receiving its first performance, and the Quartet in E-flat Major, Opus 74, by Beethoven. First, the quartet by Andrei Tchaikovsky, who's provided the following note. In July 1971, the Lindsay Quartet gave the first performance of my first quartet, and immediately suggested I should write another. I was flattered by the request and eager to show my gratitude, but I could think of nothing more to say in the medium and was afraid of repeating myself, so I merely promised to think about it. Some months later, I heard the Lindsay Quartet play the Shostakovich Sixth Quartet. The slow movement of that work is a simple and beautiful passacaglia, a form I should never have dared to attempt in a string quartet for fear of boring the cellist. Bernard Gregor Smith suggested a passacaglia with a varied bass, and this immediately helped to focus my ideas. Even then, the cellist was still restricted to going round in circles, so I decided to compensate in the outer movements by giving him conspicuous and flamboyant solos. The next logical step, Andrei Tchaikovsky continues, was to extend this concertante treatment to the other players. This at once allayed my fears of producing an identical twin of my first quartet, in which my chief aim had been a close-knit, truly chamber texture. And I now relished all the display I had denied myself before: high positions, single and double harmonics, quick alternations of arco and pizzicato, and so on. It was quite a surprise to hear that with all this, the new quartet is easier than the first. Dynamically, the work is shaped like a U. The first movement is a rapid, tense sonata, which calms down towards the end to set the mood for the somber passacaglia. The last movement is a continuous accelerando. As its speed increases, so does the resemblance to the first movement from which it is derived. So now we'll hear Andrei Tchaikovsky's second string quartet, played by the Lindsay Quartet, to whom it is dedicated. And here they are: Peter Cropper, Ronald Birks, Roger Bigley, and Bernard Gregor Smith.